inside this weather. Cause there's so much to discover. New dimensions of your glory. And I've only seen a glimpse. You keep drawing me. You keep drawing me closer to your heart. You keep calling me. You keep calling me closer to your
Man, thanks so much, guys. What an awesome performance. We were just talking about that song works so well just in this arrangement, broken down, but it feels like it's one of those songs that could be big in church as well. Mm-hmm. Carrie, talk about this song a little bit. I know this kind of, again, came out of church and wrote with some folks at your church, but kind of just the thought behind the song. It feels very personal and feels a very intimate type of song, mm-hmm. But I'd love to hear you talk about it.
We started writing this with some of our guys at church, and we actually did it at church a few weeks ago, and it did get big, and we kind of kept that bridge going, and Cody jumped up the octave, and I jumped up on a part, and I turned to the band and just was like, keep that going, because it just like hit something really special. It can stay really intimate, but it could also just really build and grow. But this just came out of just, we were sitting around talking about how we just need to stay full of awe and wonder of who God is, like children. You know, I think sometimes we complicate our Christian faith and our walk too much. Like, God really cares for us, and he's moved by faith, and he never turns away children. He says, let the little children come to me. And I just wanted to write a song really about that, being full of awe and wonder and being curious about the things of God and staying in that place of, God, show me more, because the more you draw me, the more that I come in close, the more I want to see, the more I want to hear of your voice. And so it's really simple, really. It's just a sweet worship song.
Yeah. And I love the octave in the chorus. For some reason, mm-hmm. it feels more intimate than if it was just one person. It brings something out to have that low octave in there.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice. That's and then fun. Being able to trade those verses off as well, it just makes it so user-friendly to be able to lead it in church and get people involved.
Totally.
It's really great. Cody, walk us through. You're capoed six, is that right?
Capoed six. So I'm playing in a G shape. The song's in C sharp. It's a really simple song. So the intro just starts with a six minor to the four to the one. Six minor, four, one. Verses are exactly the same. Six minor, four, one. And then when you go to the chorus, it's the same thing, but you hold the six minor two more beats, so for a full bar. So full bar there, and then four again, full bar there, and then to the one. And you hold this one six counts, and then you go to the five, kind of as a passing chord. Repeat that. And then when it goes to the bridge, it starts on the four, so, and then six, to the one, to the five. And I kind of like to do this five where it's the same as the four, same shape, you just slide it up two frets. So, six, four, one, five, and that's it. It's really simple.
Yeah. And McKendry, kind of show us what you're playing there. I like your jam on this song. It's really nice. But kind of walk us through some of those melodies you're playing there.
Yeah, I'm keeping it really simple as far as the verse and chorus goes. I'm just, playing exactly what Cody's playing. The thing I'm kind of adding in the bridge, halfway through the bridge, is I'm playing off of her melody, just. And then the last time through, I jump up an octave. I feel like it gives it a nice full sound there for that. Yeah.
Well, Carrie, thanks so much for sharing the song with us. Really great. Thanks, Cody.
You keep drawing me. You keep drawing me closer to your